Dylan Roof was found guilty yesterday on 33 counts of federal hate crimes. A year and a half ago, the self-avowed white supremacist entered the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, and during a prayer service, opened fire on its black parishioners. 9 were killed and 3 survived. Alexandra Olgan is covering the trial for South Carolina Public Radio. She joins us now. And Alexandra, you spoke with Reverend Sharon Risher. Her mother, Ethel Lance, and two cousins, Susie Jackson and Tywanza Sanders, were among those killed. She said the hardest testimony for her during the trial was the medical examiner.
Seeing those 6 bullets in my mom's, right at seeing them, I felt like I felt those bullets in the same spot. My body had a jolt.
What was the reaction to the verdict?
It was very somber. Your family members were waiting to hear, because they read each count, you know, their family member's name and then the word guilty, and then they would nod their heads in agreement. There was some hugging outside the courtroom, but not a lot of celebration, because again, it was still a very somber trial. Dylan Roof, the defendant, just stood expressionless like he has pretty much the entire trial.
And sentencing is scheduled to begin on January 3rd. What can we expect?
So right after the verdict, the judge confirmed with Dylan Roof that he does plan to represent himself during the sentencing phase of the trial. And he, you know, just gave the judge one word answers, but said, yes, indicated he understood what he was doing by representing himself. Now, his lawyers have said in a previous court filing that from their experience with other capital defendants, when they want to represent themselves, it might be because they want to prevent some potentially damaging mental health evidence from being presented in court, even though sometimes that would spare their life. So we don't know what to expect from him representing himself.
That's Alexandra Olgan of South Carolina Public Radio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.